Texte numéro 99. Why you should stop using your smartphone at dinner. In the summer of 2011, when Twitter was just entering the mainstream and the iPhone 4 was all the rage, a particularly tech-obsessed friend invited me to lunch for my birthday. We agreed to meet up on one strict condition. For the duration of the meal, he wouldn't touch his phone. That is literally my one birthday wish, I told him, 1 hour without the phone. By the time the waiter brought our water, he'd already checked Twitter. I was vaguely bemused. Like two-thirds of Americans in 2011, I didn't even have a smartphone. So the whole thing struck me as almost humorous, like a parody of socialising. 3 years later, however, that situation isn't particularly absurd. Well over half of all American adults own smartphones. One-third of them use their phones during dinner, that most fundamental of social encounters. Our smartphones are hurting our relationships, and that's hurting us. In the past couple of years, a mountain of studies have demonstrated that cell phone use makes us more selfish, more easily distracted, and more stressed. A survey last March suggested that nearly 9 in 10 people feel that their loved ones neglect them in favour of technology on a weekly basis. A smaller scale study suggested that when parents and young children dine together, parents frequently pay the most attention to their phones. But there are hints that attention can translate into very tangible harms. Over the weekend, for instance, a New York restaurateur complained that selfish cell phone wielding patrons had hurt his business and inconvenienced servers. After comparing surveillance tapes from 2004 and 2014 and timing the customer interactions in each, he claimed to have noticed a distinct change. Patrons now take nearly 3 times as long to order and twice as long to finish their meal because they're photographing their food, taking selfies, and otherwise messing around on their phones. As a result, the business has seen an uptick in bad online reviews relating to long wait times and slow service. Some restaurants have not been quite so diplomatic. Late last week, Applebee's, the world's largest casual dining chain, filed a trademark for something called No Tech Tuesday. A restaurant in New Jersey briefly fined customers for using their phones. If all this new research is any indication, however, you might be better off pocketing your device, even when you don't have to. As I said to my friend at that fateful birthday lunch, is whatever thing you're looking at on a plexiglass screen really that much more compelling than the living, breathing human in front of you? Power to you if it is. But if it isn't, what a sad, self-defeating waste. Adapted from the Washington Post, July 2014.